Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2188 with a release date of Friday, October 4th, 2019 to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A remote South Pacific island is on the air. Disc jockeys find a net that's just for them, and hams push for a second geostationary amateur satellite. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2188 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
We begin this week's report with a story of cooperation in the face of yet another hurricane. While hams in the Azores activated their emergency network with the approach of Hurricane Lorenzo, in the final days of September, AMSAT announced it was making amateur satellite AO92 available as requested by hams in the Azores. The availability of the satellite helped bolster readiness, which also got a boost from HF operations, local analog repeaters, and DMR. The AO92 satellite was launched in January of 2018. In an unusual occurrence, the hurricane crossed the Atlantic Ocean and was headed toward Europe as an extratropical cyclone, weakening somewhat en route. The Tokelau expedition is active. Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, tells us more about this team effort in the South Pacific.
The remote South Pacific Tokelau Islands have come alive with a large international team of radio operators who are on the air as ZK3A until the 11th of October. The D expedition, which is taking place a little more than 300 miles or 500 kilometres north of Samoa, was recently approved by the ARRL's award branch for DXCC credit. The hams are operating from the New Zealand territory using CW, SSB, Earth Moon Earth and various digital modes including PSK31, FT8 and RTTY. Listen for them on 160 through 6 metres. The team comprises 19 operators from 9 nations and 4 continents: North America, Europe, Oceania, and South America. Follow them on the website tokelau2019.com and then start listening. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Never mind going to the library to find a book. How about checking out a chat with an astronaut instead? For those details, we turn to Kevin Troutman, N5PRE.
It's not unusual for the Sonoma County Main Library to bring the world to visitors. All the books and videos and other media in the Santa Rosa, California Library deliver a universe of wisdom and experience. On the 1st of October, however, the library delivered the world via radio. A radio aboard the International Space Station operated by astronaut Ken Hague, KG5TMV, in a telebridge contact sponsored by the Sonoma County Radio Amateurs and linked with the Eris Telebridge Station K6DUE in Greenbelt, Maryland. Youngsters from the Santa Rosa Middle School got to ask the astronauts a range of questions, according to the Amateur Radio Club member Daryl, KI6MSP. The students, many of whom had been affected by the recent California wildfires, wanted to know how natural disasters, including the current crop of Atlantic hurricanes, looked when viewed from space, and what it felt like sitting aboard a rocket as it hurtled away from the Earth. Tim Bosma, W6MU, director of the Amateur Radio Ground Station at the Santa Rosa Junior College, said that the college's involvement in the ARRIS contact helped spark the students' imaginations and hopefully increase their interest in science. Of course, if they're looking for any books on the subject, they'll be back at the library before too long. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
Three amateur radio clubs in the UK are feeling mighty proud right now. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us why.
The Radio Society of Great Britain has announced the top three winners in its National Club of the Year competition for 2018. Top honours went to the Hilderston Radio Society in Region 10, followed by the Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club in Region 8. The third place went to Essex Ham in Region 12. The Hilderston Society, which meets in Margate, notes on its website that it is a repeat award winner, having previously received Club of the Year honours in its region for 2013, 14 and 15. The Bush Valley Club has been meeting since 2008 and meets on the last Thursday of each month, according to its website. Essex Ham began in 2011, developing from a website created to assist new holders of foundation licences, and it now supports local area clubs as well. The awards were made at the Society's National Ham Fest, held in Newark on the 27th and 28th of September. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Bucci for NJH.
Congratulations to Dayton, Ohio area broadcast veteran Terry Lafferty, W8WLW, following his induction into the Dayton Area Broadcasters Hall of Fame. The radio amateur has more than 50 years as a commercial broadcaster. He is a veteran of WING, WHIO, and WLW, and most recently has been a news anchor at WPTW. Terry was inducted late last month. And while we're on the subject of commercial broadcasting, there's a welcome spot on the amateur bands where hams gather to share their stories about their lives as DJs in the 1960s. Let's hear more from Mike Askins, KE5-CXP.
If you're a former commercial radio rock music DJ from the 60s who's rocking the airwaves now on the amateur frequencies instead, here are two opportunities for you to rewind that classic tape. The 1960s pop rock music and TV shows net meets two nights a week, and after check-in, you get to share and hear some tales from Top 40 and engage in some friendly trivia competition with kindred spirits. The formerly directed net meets Tuesdays at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time in the U.S. on the W7EI-L EchoLink node and locally on the 147.220 repeater from Prescott, Arizona. It also meets on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time in the U.S. on the KA7LFX-R EchoLink node and locally on the 224.060 repeater from Tucson, Arizona. The net began 12 years ago as a celebration of 60s-era radio rock and pop, as well as TV programming from that era. John, N7LQR, writes in a QRZ.com forum that all hams are welcome, but most especially, former commercial radio DJs. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Mike Askins, KE5-CXP.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the WB0QXW repeater in St. Louis, Missouri at 145.210 megahertz on Monday nights after the World Friendship Net on EchoLink. Satellite enthusiasts are being encouraged to share ideas for a new geostationary Earth orbit satellite for hams, and a forum has begun just for them, as we hear from Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
A new online discussion group is formed to explore progress in getting a geostationary Earth orbit amateur radio satellite for the Americas. Participants track the progress of acquiring a transponder that would serve IARU Region 2, which is North and South America. This would give the region the kind of coverage that Europe and Africa presently have with QO100, the Qatari satellite launched last November. Bernard KC9SGV posted on the QRZ forum that hams are encouraged to share images and links about their satellite ground station hardware, as well as software, and to share ideas about having a similar satellite for Region 2 hams to access. The discussion group is geo@groups.io. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Avid contesters in Australia were just given the green light to use 2x1 call signs. John Williams, VK4JJW, fills us in on what's involved.
The Australian Communications and Media Authority has granted VK contest stations the right to use 2x1 call signs, according to the Radio Amateur Society of Australia. The call signs will be valid for 12 months and will be available for holders of advanced licenses who are participating in contests. RASA President Glenn VK4DU noted in a report on Southgate Amateur Radio News that a committee of experienced contesters from around Australia presented recommendations to the ACMA, which agreed to make call signs available from VK0A through VK9Z, managed by the Australian Maritime College on behalf of the ACMA. Glenn noted that holders of the 2x1 call signs will be required to achieve at least 750 contacts in a 12-month period, participating in at least 4 contests. He said this would be considered proof of the holder's commitment to being an active contester. No date was announced for when the first call signs will be issued. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
There's a royal birthday celebration planned in Belgium, and hams can have their call signs reflect the occasion. Ed Durant, DD5LP, has the details.
Radio amateurs in Belgium are being permitted to use a special call sign prefix between the 25th of October and the 25th of December in recognition of the birthday of the nation's Princess Elizabeth, who will be 18 on October 25th. The OR prefix will be allowed as a replacement of the standard ON for all individual radio amateurs and clubs, but excluding holders of shortened contest call signs. The decision was made by the Belgian Institute for Postal Services and Telecommunications, granting an earlier request from the Royal Union of Belgian Radio Amateurs. The Royal Union has more than 2,800 members. For Amateur Radio Newsline, Ahmed Durant, DD5LP.
In the world of DX, Chris, SP6DVP/3Z6V will activate the special event call sign 3Z50DVP to celebrate his 50th anniversary as a ham. He will be on the air from October 15th to April 30th of 2020. He will be using CW, SSB, RIDI, and FT8. QSL to his home call sign, direct by the Bureau or LOTW. Be listening for Maurizio, IK2GZU, who is operating from Tanzania while working at the new hospital and orphanage until October 28th. He's using the call sign FH3MB while on the air on HF during his spare time. Send QSLs to IK2GZU, direct or by the Bureau. QSLs can also be sent to LO2W and EQSL. Operators Ted JF1CCH and IGJQ1SUO will be active as JF1CCH/0 and JQ1SUO/0 from Sado Island on October 13th and 14th. Listen for them on various HF bands using CW, SSB, and FT8. QSL to their home call signs. There is disappointing news for DX chasers awaiting the DX position to Pajaras Rocks. It has been canceled. A posting on DX World noted that 3G1DX was denied the necessary permit to land on the island and all donations will be refunded. In Kuwait, Abdallah, 9K2GS will be active as 9K2K during the CQWWDX-SSB contest on October 26th and 27th. QSL via EC5AC or LOTW. Would you follow your own radio signals across an ocean to meet up with a ham friend you've known for 70 years? Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, tells us about one man who did.
The two became friends almost 3 generations ago. The retired TV engineer in the UK and the American doctor from Kentucky. Now, Ted Trowell, G2HKU, is 96 and living in a care home on the Isle of Sheppey. And physician Bill Maxson, N4AR, who is 82, decided it was time for another eyeball QSO. It was to be their second in more than 70 years, and the first in nearly 30. When Bill flew from the U.S. to see his friend in late September, he also had a mission to accomplish: to present Ted with a certificate confirming his election as an honored member of the worldwide first-class CW Operators Club, an international fraternity founded in the UK in 1938 to foster appreciation of the mode. The two also had a lot of catching up to do. They had become friends over the air in the 1950s in conversation shaped by Kiers and spelled out in CW. Later, they took their rag chew to SSB, giving voice to their exchanges. That hasn't changed. Ted has been in a care home for the past few years, according to several press accounts, but still keeps up with his hobby and his friend Bill. His room doubles as his shack, and the home's manager has permitted the installation of a wire antenna. Let the logbook show that this special September QSO was a valid contact, achieved by the band of brothers, with both operators using the greatest mode of all, person to person. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
With thanks to Amateur News Weekly, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, Daryl Paul, KI6MSP, DXWorld.net, IARU Region 2, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, The Press Democrat, QRZ.com, Radio Society of Great Britain, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, WHIO-TV, WTWW Shortwave, WWV, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2019, all rights reserved.